So I want to talk just briefly about faith and the value of faith. We know it's a rather simple and elementary truth. It's vital, it's foundational, and it's impossible to please God without faith. Now, if you don't care about pleasing God, then you know, just let your faith be weak and let unbelief and doubt rule you. But you love him and you actually want to please him, then you and I, we should be growing. We should be progressing in faith. If we take it by grades, let's say, we start off in preschool faith and we move to kindergarten, and we should be moving along and advancing in our faith. And it is the great commodity. People are chasing a lot of treasures of the world and tracking commodities, be they precious metals or stocks or whatever. But the most important commodity for us is our faith. That is our confidence and our commitment to God. Can you say confidence and say commitment? Two C's. True faith is being confident in God and being committed. Now, the devil's confident about the things of God, but it does him no good because he's not what? He's not committed to God. So this is the robust, strong faith that I need to grow in my life, and I believe that it's going to be a good for this season. Just a few verses. 1 Peter chapter 1, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so," now here's that spiritual perspective, "so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So Peter was telling his audience that we're suffering big time. They were under a lot of pressure. He put a God spin on it, a heavenly perspective. God's allowing this so that when Jesus appears, when you appear to Jesus, you have like postgraduate faith. You're not stuck in third grade, first grade, kindergarten, whining, you know, poor me type of faith. But you have advanced, and that's the goal, is that we have strong, robust faith, the kind that Abraham developed over the years and became the father of faith. And this is way more valuable than than heaping up gold and treasures, precious resources in this life. Now, we go through various stages, and I wish it was a straight line. That would be wonderful if it was a straight line and it was as simple as going, by my analogy, from one grade to another. But it's not always that simple, and we go through ups and downs. And I believe that when Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, that Timothy's faith, his confidence and commitment was flagging. And so Paul encourages him. He says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame or to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control." And so this gift, stir up this gift. What is the gift? Some could say it's the Holy Spirit. Of course, that's the greatest gift ever. Our faith is our connection to the Holy Spirit, because we have two sets of eyes. We have natural eyes, and then we have the eyes of our heart. When you're born again, you get a second pair of eyes, and you have an advantage over the world, the people that only have natural eyes. And so what is this gift? Timothy was getting discouraged. Timothy had been in a difficult place as a leader, and there was a possibility that he was ashamed and nervous with Paul being imprisoned. Am I next? And so later on he says, don't be ashamed, but he really hits him right up front to fan that gift. And the Bible says that each one of us have a measure of faith. So when we're saved by faith, And then God opens up those that new set of eyes, and oh, now I can see a whole new reality. And he wants that vision and that perspective and that experience to grow in our lives. So Timothy was growing, but he had stagnated, or perhaps he was drawing back. He was shrinking back. So stir it up once again. You know, the Holy Spirit doesn't necessarily need to be stirred up, but our reception, our embracing of the Holy Spirit at times needs to be strengthened. And so, and God wants us, as we go into times where in the natural we'll go, you know, how are we going to make it? And has God forsaken us? And is this Christianity, is this even worth it? God wants us to have such a strong, developed sense of a second sight, that faith, and to stir it up. And so, just like Paul said to Timothy, the Holy Spirit would encourage us, stir up your faith. Walk by faith, and faith comes by hearing, hearing of the Word of God. And so whatever it takes to exercise your faith and to make that second perspective, that second set of eyes stronger than your first set of eyes. I'm going to finish in Isaiah, and Isaiah chapter 7 in verse 9. Now, there's a lot of good stuff here, but I'm going to keep this short. I may bring this out in a message coming up in a few Sundays. But Isaiah challenges a king here, and he challenges us through the Holy Spirit. And Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9, the second half of the verse, if you're taking notes, Isaiah 7, 9b, you could put, if you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all. In other words, if you don't have faith and that's not growing as a Christian, he's talking to people that knew Jehovah. And we're hearing from the Holy Spirit, people that know God. A lot of people are going to try to firm up. They've just gone through the holiday gluttony season. And so now we're going to go into a fitness mode and firm up and strengthen some things. Or maybe they spent too much and now we got to firm up in our finances. Well, you could get your finances right, you could get your physique right, you could get everything in the natural right, but if I'm not firm in faith, I could have all those other things in order, but if I'm not firm in faith, I'm not firm at all. From heaven's perspective, I'm still a mess. I'm still an immature person that is living out of order and dysfunctional a lot of ways. And so let's, as we come into this new year, we had an admonition this morning, of course, to have love with adoration. And let's couple, let's put faith in the mix as well. That, Lord, my faith has been at a certain level. It's been within a certain high and low zone for this year. And so will you take it now to the next level? And it'll have some dips and it'll have some peaks, but let's move it up to a whole new level. And so how many of you say, I want to grow in that faith? Because I hear what the word of the Lord says. If I'm not strong or firm in faith, it's like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, if you don't have love, you have nothing. It profits nothing. Well, faith is one of those vital elements like love. And if I'm not getting stronger, then there's not much of anything really happening in my Christian experience. And so don't lose heart. Continue to look to the Lord and endure as seeing the invisible God. Let your faith be strengthened. And so let's pray, and we're going to take a little time here and just reflect on the words and appreciate you kids behaving. That's wonderful how you're all listening. So we'll take some time and reflect on what's been said and have communion. Father, we ask that you would help us, Lord. We hear your voice. Let us not harden our hearts, and let our faith grow. Your word says multiple times, the just shall live by faith. And so let that be a reality, Lord, not just a tool to get something out of you, but a stronger connection, a greater embrace of you, O Lord. And we thank you for being faithful to give us your word this evening. In Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, so we're going to keep it nice and quiet. Kids, try to stay very still because we're going to have communion. So we'll have the communion